1 in Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
We helped the church get a roof put on their church, but before they got their roof put on there, they were up under the stars and the sun beaming down on them. You were there. When it rained, we were in water up over our ankles. Amen. Yet they were having church there. Yes. And the Lord was there because his people were there. Yes. So it doesn't matter the eloquence or the fanciness or what type of building you have and how many you're running on a Sunday and all that. No, where God's people are. Yes. Amen. If we met down in a cave somewhere, God will be right there with us. Yes. If we met on the street corner, God will be right there with us. Where two or more are gathered together in my name, I'll be there in the midst. He cannot be contained in buildings. Now, thank God for buildings. When it rains, we ain't out there getting wet. When it's hot, the air blows. We got lights. Thank God for that. But you can't limit God. And some religious minds, you can't limit God to a service. Amen. 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 He's everywhere. Yes. All the time. Yes. A very present help. Yes. In the time of trouble. Yes. He's not afar off. Yes. He's nigh you. Yes. Even in your mouth. On your lips, in your heart. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, you gotta get to know the sovereign God. When things don't look like they're going right, God's still right there. When it looks like you're outnumbered, God's still right there. When it looks like there's no way, God's still right there. The way maker, the mind regulator. When it's you and God, your enemy is outnumbered. Amen. Tell somebody right now, he's always there. Now get this, even when you miss the mark, when you don't believe as you ought to, thank God he's not like a halfway friend. Some folk will walk away from you when they don't agree with you. Or when you're not on their page, you know, when you're not with them. God is with you when you acting up. Can I go there? I'm talking about sovereign God. I'm talking about a child of God. He's with you when you have your spiritual tantrums.
Why well, I ain't going to church no more. I ain't thinking about God no more.
He's still right there. I'm glad he's merciful. I'm glad he's long-suffering. I can't speak for you, but there have been times in my life he had to long-suffer with me. I'm glad he did. He don't kick you to the curb. He's invested too much in you. He's not gonna let you go. But when you that's not license for somebody to just act a fool, because you know, when you're growing up, you keep acting a fool. One day daddy coming home and that's it. That was with us. He take that belt off, take his coat off. Get us in the room, close the door. It was over. All the foolishness came to a stop. My dad did it for his pleasure. You know, I'm tired. I won't tell you what he used to call us. But he's, I'm tired of it. But see, if we had parents that did it for their pleasure, what about God? Why does he do it? He doesn't do it for his pleasure. No chastening for the present is joyous, but it's grievous. But God always does it with purpose. He does it with purpose in mind, that it might yield a peaceable fruit. In other words, God is after results. Do you know you don't stay in a fire any longer than need be? Fire is to purge impurities. The moment the impurities are purged, the fire stops. Remember the story of the lady went to the silversmith, and he was his old-fashioned silversmith. He would put the silver in the right in the middle of the fire in the furnace. And she would watch, and he'd wait a little while, and then he'd pull it out. And she said, well, how do you know how long to keep the silver in there? He said, simple. The moment I see my reflection in the silver, it's time for it to come out. God is the same way. He'll allow you to go into a fire, but the moment he sees himself in you and not you in you, he says, oh, come on out. See, it's the impurities of the heart that cause fires. Ain't no impurity in the heart, then you're not in a fire. But if you're in a fire, I guarantee there's something in your heart that God is burning out. And you can't, some things you can't wash out. There's one thing to get, you get washed, get cleaned up. When you got issues of the heart, you can't wash that out. You got to go in there with the fire. You got to operate on that. Take that cancer out. Anyway, he is limitless and cannot be contained in structures built with man's hand. God is beyond what has been created. God is beyond his creation. As a matter of fact, when we studied in the school of stature in the beginning, you remember some of that? How that God stands in a place called eternity. No man can approach him. No man can approach that light. Angels don't, they're not eternal, they're immortal. They were created. Nothing created can go into eternity where God is. The best we can do is heaven. Angels that are created are not where, don't dwell where God is. They dwell, now when we talk about eternity, let me explain this a little bit better. When God created, it's like a house. I won't get into too much detail, but if you read in Job, it's like God created a house. He's in eternity. But when he wanted a place for man and for his creation, he created things inside of time. He created heaven. See, heaven is created. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. It's a created place. That's why God doesn't live there. It's his throne, but it's inside of him. Amen. God dwells in eternity. In eternity, there are no boundaries. There are no limitations. There's no time. That's why you as a child of God cannot get in such a panic over time. God operates from a place where there is no time. Help us, Holy Spirit. You think it's the 12th hour, the 11th hour, the 59th minute, and the 59th second, and time to run out. And he says, no, Abraham. At the appointed time, I will visit you. Yeah, I'll let your clock run out, but that don't mean that I'm through. As a matter of fact, if need be, God can turn your clock back. Why? Because he dwells in eternity. In eternity, there's no beginning and no end. I know we can't comprehend it. Eternity's not dark. It's the place full of light. God is light. So when he wanted man and he wanted to create, he created heaven and earth. The Bible tells us this in the book of Psalms, that God humbles himself to come into heaven from that place called eternity. Nothing created can dwell in eternity. It can only dwell in what God created. Nothing created can dwell in eternity. That's God's abode, where there are no limits. We can't even, and I don't know, I see smoke out there. You know, just people's brains short circuiting. But it's okay, because we can't really fathom that. The contrast between eternity and creation. Anyway, let's move on here. There's nothing that can fully contain the Lord. Nothing. Now, the church, look at this, has been given the privilege to express his fullness. Christ himself expressed the fullness of the Godhead in a body. Tell me how God did that. Express the fullness of the Godhead in a bodily form. Here's even something more amazing. This privilege and honor to express him has been handed over to us. Ask somebody right now, do you know what you are carrying? That's why you need to stop acting up. Acting so childishly. Next point, God is all sufficient. God doesn't have any need, and he's not lacking anything. As a matter of fact, let me drive this home to all of us. He doesn't need us to serve him. It's not like God needs you. Come on, let's put this thing in perspective. God does not need you to serve him. He's able to do all things. There's nothing God can't do. He can do what you're doing.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.